And it is, what is it, November 16th? Is that right?
That's right.
It's November 16th. I am here at the home of Caleb Shikels. My name is Halcyon, and we are here for a post-lunch Hug Nation and chat with Grandpa. So before we do Hug Nation, let's see. What can I ask you about today? We were just looking at pictures. You're saying that you're going through all of your pictures?
That's right, and sending them back to the people who related to us. Because when you become 92, it's better to have your friends and your loved ones throw them away than you throw them away. So I'm doing that, and it's a beautiful day, and I just rejoice in each day of life. I was just thinking, though, as you were tuning this in, what a tremendous thing at this moment in time to reach out and could touch anywhere in the world on this amazing planet, this great big stone and everything else that makes up our planet. We are unique.
Yeah.
And the fact that our minds have been able to come to this place in human life when I can send my voice to touch you through your ears and your eyes. This is fantastic. Nothing like this ever happened in human history before. How terrific it is.
That's pretty amazing. And the thing the reason why I especially wanted to share it with you is because the idea of there not being boundaries and you being able to touch people very far away is something that I've seen you do for years and years when you pray for people, you know, and you connect with people.
Yes.
By visualizing them. And I think that in a lot of ways that this experience and the internet in general is, it's underutilized for sure, but I think that in addition to being able to buy books and pictures, one of the neat things it does is that it helps us to connect with people in a way that takes, I mean, we've always been able to do it, as you've shown us, but it takes discipline, and I think that this way we can, we know that people, even if you're, you know, in Mongolia or Tuva, you know, that you're still a brother and sister, and we're still connected on a level that we can't explain.
Indeed, that is the mystery, and we prefer mystery to inadequacy, because this is real. Eye and ear and a word reaching and finding some comprehension from it. That's amazing. From my little cocoon here on the side of a mountain to be able to touch any place around the world, if you meet those requirements of tuning in the right way, and you got it. Isn't that exciting?
It is amazing.
That's why I use that poem, to be alive in such an age with every day a lightning page turned in the world's great wonder book, whereon the leaning nations look. Give thanks and clasp your heritage to be alive in such an age. Amazing.
And let's now join for Hug Nation. And wherever you are right now, unless you're driving, close your eyes for a moment. If you are driving, visualize those people or look at those people driving next to you. Those are your brothers and sisters. Think about your neighbors. Think about your family. Visualize their faces. Visualize the people that you saw in the store this morning and yesterday and the day before that.
We're all brothers and sisters on this unique, amazing planet. In this moment of time, what is time in this moment of history? At this time, after all these centuries, human beings, the ability to think, to will, to create, to imagine, and to bring those imaginations to reality. It's amazing.
And to empathize and to feel connected to. And so we'll take one moment and grasp yourselves by the arms.
Mm-hmm.
And give yourself a hug and squeeze and feel your arm squeezing yourself. And then imagine that your arms are projecting out to all those faces before, faces in other states and other countries that might be confused and having fighting and violence and pain and masks, fear. Squeeze and visualize yourself embracing people that you don't even know, but you know on a deep level you're connected. And feel that those arms squeezing you back are not your arms, but those are the arms squeezing you back from strangers that love you that haven't even met you. And remind yourself that no matter what you see on the news, there are far more people that would rather hug you than hurt you.
Yeah.
And give one more squeeze and just sit in the silence for a second and think about the countless, countless loving souls that are out there that are in your family.
We are one in the spirit. We are one in the bonds of eternal, everlasting love.
Amen. Happy Hug Nation. Thank you for joining us. Love to you this week.
Isn't that so?